disconnected from each other just at a time when we should be closer. With the problems of today's society, it's easy to think that we need to circle our wagons, fight with our tribe against their tribe, but I think the opposite is true. The most great unity is when we can see each other as brothers and sisters, for we all breathe the same air, live on the same earth, move beneath the same stars, receive sustenance from the same sun, and are under the protection of one God. It's only when we adhere to sectarian unities, such as racial, patriotic, or self-interest, that we violate this unity. We cannot go back to tribal fear, us against them. Now, more than ever, we need to work together and to think globally. Baha'u'llah has said, "Say, O well-beloved ones, the tabernacle of unity hath been raised. Regard you not one another as strangers. You are the fruits of one tree and the leaves of one branch. Say, O people, walk ye beneath the shadow of justice and truthfulness, and seek ye shelter within the tabernacle of unity." One such person who put his beliefs into actions was Elie Wiesel. As President Obama recently said, he was one of those people who changed the world more as a citizen of the world than those who hold office or traditional positions of power. His life and the power of his examples urges us to be better. In the face of evil, we must summon our capacity for good. In the face of hate, we must love. We must never be bystanders to injustice or indifferent to suffering. In his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech in 1986, Wiesel said, "We must always take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. Sometimes we must interfere. When human lives are endangered, when human dignity is in jeopardy, national borders and sensitivities become irrelevant. Wherever men and women are persecuted because of their race, religion, or political views, that place at that moment becomes the center of the universe. Action is the only remedy to indifference, the most insidious danger of all," he said in the same speech. When we see injustice, it is our duty to try to do something about it. Today in Iran, Baha'is are being persecuted, arrested, their homes invaded, their businesses closed, their cemeteries desecrated, all because of their religion. Their human rights have been violated because those in power find them to be a threat. We must not be silent when we see these actions. As Martin Niemöller said after World War II, "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to talk for me." If we believe that all people are our brothers and sisters, we will feel their pain and want to see them treated right, to see their human rights restored. Yes, planet Earth has become so much smaller, and we cannot afford to ignore people in need, even if they live halfway across the world. I remember a race unity meeting back in the 1980s where the Baha'is had a panel discussion about race relations in Muncie. Several people shared their experiences of prejudice and racism. They mentioned hurt feelings of being left out when all the white students could go to this restaurant after a ball game, but all the African American students couldn't. These experiences happened years ago, but the hurt was still evident. One woman stated that she thought unity would never occur because people cannot change their racist views. I told her I knew it could happen because I had changed. By changing our individual attitudes, by seeing others as equals, and wanting to be brothers and sisters with everyone, we can affect a change in the whole world. It has to start small, but I believe it can grow exponentially. It's important to strive to translate what has been written into reality, into action. The object of every revelation, Baha'u'llah said, is to effect a transformation of the whole character of mankind. A transformation that shall manifest itself both outwardly and inwardly, that shall affect both its inner life and external conditions. And as Abdu'l-Bahá said, among the results of the manifestation of spiritual forces will be that the human world will adapt itself to a new social form. The justice of God will become manifest throughout human affairs, and human equality will be universally established. As he sailed into New York City Harbor, Abdu'l-Bahá said, just as these skyscrapers reached heavenward, so should the people who occupy them always be striving for the good of all nations and mankind in general. All races, colors, and creed were as one to him. Prejudice for or against a soul because of outward wealth or poverty, sin or virtue was unknown. There's a beautiful story about Abdu'l-Bahá when he was in New York City. A Baha'i had seen some boys playing near her house one day, and they were curious about why there were so many people going in and out of this house every day. And she said, well, a holy man lives there, and he would be happy to welcome you tomorrow afternoon. Well, they were so excited and curious, they cleaned up and came to the house the next day. Abdu'l-Bahá had a huge box of chocolates that somebody had given him, and he started handing them out to each boy as they came in the door. The very last one was an African-American boy. He seemed kind of shy and out of place, and when the master saw him, his face lit up with this heavenly smile, and he exclaimed, "Here is a black rose." He picked a dark chocolate and laid it against the black cheek. The boy's face lit up, and the other boys looked at him like they had never seen him before in their life. At that moment, they had all become equal. Abdu'l-Bahá had shown them that their racial prejudices were unfounded and had put into action for those early American Baha'is what true unity and brotherhood was. Unity of mankind will bring forth such marvelous results. It will reconcile all religions, make warring nations loving, cause hostile leaders to become friendly, and bring peace and happiness to the entire human world. It will cement together the East and the West, remove forever the foundations of war, and upraise the ensign of the most great peace. The underlying principle of the Baha'i faith is the unity of mankind. Although Abdu'l-Bahá praised America while he was here, he still emphasized world unity. In his prayer for America, he said, "O God, let this American democracy become glorious in spiritual degrees, even as it aspired to material degrees, and render this just government victorious. Confirm this revered nation to upraise the standard of the oneness of humanity." And quoting Baha'u'llah, he said, "It is not for him to pride himself who loveth his own country, but rather for him who loveth the whole world. The earth is but one country, and mankind its citizens." Spiritual brotherhood is the real and lasting relationship, not just the physical. The divine fellowship owes its existence to the breath of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual brotherhood is like the light, while the souls of mankind are as lanterns. These incandescent lamps are many, but the light is one. So to conclude, through hearing words of truth and wisdom, establishing a vision, and then putting that vision into action, we can, I believe, affect a change in the world. We can set aside old prejudices and hatreds and replace them with a larger universal view of the brotherhood and unity of the whole human race, beginning right here. I'd like to end this talk with the Baha'i prayer. It's spoken, but it's accompanied by Persian music.
Thank you. thou kind Lord, O thou who art generous and merciful, we are the servants of thy threshold and are gathered beneath the sheltering shadow of thy divine unity. The sun of thy mercy is shining upon all, and the clouds of thy bounty shower upon all. Thy gifts encompass all. Thy loving providence sustains all. Thy protection overshadows all. And the glances of thy favor are cast upon all. O Lord, grant thine infinite bestowals, and let the light of thy guidance shine. Illumine the eyes, gladden the hearts with abiding joy. Confer a new spirit upon all people, and bestow upon them eternal life. Unlock the gates of true understanding, and let the light of faith shine resplendent. Gather all people beneath the shadow of thy bounty, and cause them to unite in harmony, so that they may become as the rays of one sun, as the waves of one ocean, and as the fruit of one tree. May they drink from the same fountain. May they be refreshed by the same breeze. May they receive illumination from the same source of light. Thou art the giver, the merciful, the omnipotent.